يطيع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. اعلموا عباد الله أن أحسن الكلام كلام الله تبارك وتعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم ما بعد، عباد الله، my dear brothers and sisters, I just came back from a trip to Bosnia, a country that I lived in for 4 years. الحمد لله رب العالمين. I love the country. I love the people, their humbleness, humility, and their resilience. I loved so much of that place, subhanAllah, that I take people with me throughout these trips to teach them about the country and its history and its background and what lessons we can learn from as Muslims living in the West. Brothers and sisters, on that trip, we visited Masajid and we prayed in Masajid as 500 years old as Islam in that country. And they're still operating until this day. However, unfortunately, we've seen some of these masajid been abandoned. Some of them were destroyed. Some of them, they lost their purpose, unfortunately. We've seen throughout history how many regimes, contemporary and also traditional in the past, they target the masajid. They target the masajid. Even in our time today, we've seen that in the contemporary time. Look at Bosnia, not too long ago in the 1990s. And then look at India today. And what's happened to the masajid in China? What's happened to the Muslim, to their masajid as well too? We see with our own eyes, and not too long ago, we have seen it as well, and we're still watching it and seeing it in Gaza. The masajid being blown up completely under the watch of the entire world. And they're documenting that. All these war crimes. And not just the masajid, now they're targeting even the worshippers. At least in the other regimes, they don't target the people when they're in the masjid, when people are there. But this regime waits for the people to gather in the masjid and then target that masjid. Brothers and sisters, when it comes to the masajid, it's a symbolic thing. And destroying it is also a symbolic thing. And when it comes to destroying the masjid, it's not really just about the physical building itself to be removed and destroyed, it's destroying the purpose of it. Like, you'll find so many beautiful masajid, but they're only for taking pictures. We have so many masajid around the world, and unfortunately, not much worshippers in there. SubhanAllah, one of the saddest moments in our trip there in Bosnia, we were in the city of Mostar. And the first thing we do once we arrive to the hotel, looking around us, the nearest masjid, where is the closest masjid, so we can participate and pray with the people and the locals to get to know them and, you know, share with them, alhamdulillah, our Muslim sentiments and so on. So the closest masjid was about 6 minutes walk. So at Fajr time, we gathered in the lobby with the group who want us to come with us. We walked to the masjid, and the masjid is closed. And that masjid is more than 460 years old. Alhamdulillah, still standing and still there. And it looks that, you know, it's still operative. But unfortunately, at Fajr time, there are not so many people, so the masjid stays closed. We thought maybe, you know, just for today. So the following day is the same thing, and the following day the same thing. Unfortunately, we realized we were the only people coming together in the courtyard of the masjid just to pray because we were unable to enter that masjid. That's the sad reality of many masajid in the Muslim world, and some of them in the West. Brothers and sisters, we live in the West. And don't say that we're immune of that destiny if we don't really pay attention to our communities, to our masajid, and the value of it. And they're all beyond just coming for Salah, beyond just coming to attend Salat al-Jumu'ah and Eid, there is much more we need to know about our masajid. Why do you think when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent Adam, and even before Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells this ummah, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتِ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ الَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكَةً, that the first house was ever built to mankind on this earth, it wasn't a house for Adam. It wasn't a house for him, for his family. No, it wasn't. It was a house of worship. لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ, the house that you see in Mecca, مُبَارَكَةً, blessed house. Why is that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about this, مُبَارَكَ وَهُدًى لِلْعَالَمِينَ, and guidance to the world, to all the worlds. And that is the purpose of these houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be guidance to the world. Not just to me, not just to you, not just to your family, to the whole world. When people look for Islam and want to learn about the meaning of this life, and they find that Muslims, alhamdulillah, they have something to offer, where would they go? They would come to the masjid. They bring them to the masjid. If you have a friend who's interested about Islam, we usually bring them to the masjid. Many, many people, the first time they move to a community, they look where the masjid is. Hudan lil alameen. There's so much guidance that we can find in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, أَحَبُّ الْبِقَاعِ إِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَسَاجِدِ, that the most beloved spots on earth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the houses of Allah azza wa jalla, the masajid. You guys are sitting in one of the best places that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves on this earth. Why would you want to abandon this or leave it? Why would you want to be somewhere else? Well, it's time for ibadah and ta'ah and be in a place that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَبْغَضُهَا إِلَى اللَّهِ الْأَسْوَاقِ, the worst are the marketplaces. And we know why. But the most beloved place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this place that you're in right now. And when it comes to the masjid, it doesn't matter if this masjid is big or small, if it's known or unknown, if it's in a fancy or otherwise, it doesn't really matter. As long as it's been dedicated sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it gives that same purpose of guidance. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, مَنْ بَنَى لِلَّهِ مَسْجِدًا, whoever builds a house for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَوْ كَمِفْحَصِ قَطَى, even if it was the size of a bird nest. How big is that? How many people can you fit in a bird's nest, Jama'ah? But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is just giving us now the meaning of it. It's not about the building itself, it's what it represents. The heart that built this place, the intention, the niyyah, and the sincerity in the hearts of the people who come, that's what matters the most. إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَرَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, those who truly fulfill the obligation of fulfilling these houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and erecting these houses and making sure that they're well maintained, those who have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the final day. May Allah make us among them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did exactly that same thing when he came to Medina. Now, put yourself in this situation. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all these years, 13 years in Mecca, he is trying his best to give the da'wah to the people of Mecca. Rejected him. And they almost killed him. And now he's being chased out, salawatullahi wasalam alayhi, to the safe haven in Medina. And the moment he arrives, what is the first thing on his mind? What is the first thing that was on his mind, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is to build the masjid. Build the masjid. Why is that? Is it just to get the people to pray? Because they've already been praying before the Prophet ﷺ even arrived. As a matter of fact, they prayed in a place in Jama'ah before the Prophet ﷺ even arrived. This place, if you've ever been to Medina and you walk the walk from Masjid Nabi ﷺ to Quba, there's a masjid on the side called Masjid al-Jumu'ah. Sa'd ibn Ubad radiallahu anhu warda, he gathered people together to pray Salat al-Jama'ah over there. So it's not about that, it's about what really the masjid represents. And when the people understood the role of the masjid in their lives, masajid starts coming out and popping in every corner of the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almost every neighborhood built a masjid for themselves. You know the story of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, he used to pray in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he goes back to his neighborhood masjid to lead them in salah. And the people patiently waiting for Mu'adh to come to lead their salah. There's a masjid called Masjid Bani Zurayq. There are many, many masajid. The masjid of Al-Qiblatayn, when people were praying and the Qibla changed, and we know the story. So the masajid were all over the place. It wasn't just the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because people understood the value of having a masjid, not just in their community, in their lives. So brothers and sisters, our masajid, they play a major role in our lives as Muslims. They're a place for us to come and worship Allah azza wa jalla. Sometimes we feel broken, and we come to repair that breakage here in the masjid. We come to the masjid because I want to learn something new. I want to increase in my faith. How can I do this if I don't know much really about it? And where is the best place to come than learning from with like-minded people, alhamdulillah, in the same community and helping and assisting one another? This masjid, mashallah, as you can see, hosts diversity. The most diverse place on earth probably you'll find in a masjid, especially here in the West. When you find people, subhanAllah, from all walks of life, all backgrounds, all, you know, home origins, and you name it. And they stand up next to each other and they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exactly the same way. That brings us, alhamdulillah, the concept of unity, the concept of equality, the concept of being together as brothers and sisters in faith. These masajid, my dear brothers and sisters, help us, alhamdulillah, reach beyond our own selves. It gives us opportunity to volunteer, to reach out to other communities around us, locally and globally. SubhanAllah, as individuals, I might not be able to help my brothers and sisters in Gaza or in Sudan or in India or anywhere else in the world. But alhamdulillah, collectively we get together and we help and assist one another. We also, in our local communities, we know some people are in need of assistance or help, whether it's financial, emotional, whatever support they need. And alhamdulillah, when we get here, we start networking and to understand the skill that we have in our community, the talents we have in our community, and we help and assist one another. Brothers and sisters, as we see the ocean of, unfortunately, immorality that is spreading in the world today, under the guise of liberal, of course, ideals and ideologies and so on, and how parents are scared for their own kids these days, even when you send them in a place that's supposed to teach them character, such as schools. Parents are so scared of that right now. So they come to the masjid. And they want to make sure that, alhamdulillah, their kids are taught the proper akhlaq and manners, or at least the proper etiquette, and knowing exactly their identity as Muslims and staying as Muslims, alhamdulillah, rabbi. MashaAllah, our masajid works like a bridge between us and different generations and different cultures with our neighbors around us, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. And even this masjid, mashallah, has been recognized by the state of Texas, actually, for its service during COVID, when we were reaching out to a lot of communities, when everyone was hiding, we were going out there to be on the front line to help and assist those who are helping others in that difficult time. And it was recognized, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, for the good service that we've been given. And that's all because of people like you here in the masjid. Brothers and sisters, these masajid, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, give us a lot of opportunities of khair for us in this dunya and in the akhirah. And I'm asking each and every one of you over here to remember that. Remember that. And I want to welcome all the brothers and sisters, the visitors who came here for attend the ISNA convention. I want to welcome you to Dallas, welcome you to Valley Ranch Islamic Center, and our favorite, actually, statement, we say, welcome home. But I want you to take that also feeling of home with you to your own communities. When you're done, inshallah ta'ala, from the purpose that you came here for, make sure to take that spirit with you. Even if your masjid is small masjid, even if you say my community is not as big as yours or as active as yours or whatever that is that you think about your own communities, why don't you make it better, inshallah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One step at a time, one person at a time, one program, one activity at a time, bi'idhnillahi azza wa jal. We need to make sure that these masajid are well taken care of. We need to make sure that our masajid, alhamdulillah, well maintained. And without your presence, my dear brothers and sisters in the masjid, how is this going to happen? How possibly this thing is going to happen? We need you to come to the masjid and offer also your help and your assistance, inshallah ta'ala. Many of us, alhamdulillah, we see young families coming back to the masjid right now because they need activities for their children. Let's create for them family programming, activities for the brothers and for the sisters, for the young parents who may be the first-time parents, young married couples, people going through difficulties and hardships. Let's teach them something, inshallah ta'ala, about their marital life and their family life as well, too. We need that together. Also, we need to make sure that our kids, alhamdulillah, they have enough education and, inshallah ta'ala, the proper education, especially if they go to public schools. But without your help and your assistance and coming to fill your masajid and your communities, that's not going to happen. So please, make sure that you take this message with you when you go home, bi'idhnillahi azza wa jal. And if you're local, I want you to start coming to the masjid more often. Jum'ah is not enough for Jum'ah. Alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, right now, at Fajr, we saw a beautiful, beautiful gathering. We usually average 300 people, alhamdulillah, today, probably double that number. And I'm sure many of them, mashallah, guests here coming for Salat al-Fajr, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. And that's a great blessing, to have the masjid at Fajr being full. But we need this to be the case every single day. And we need this to become part of our lives. Please, make the masjid, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a central space and place in your hearts and in your families, inshallah, life, and in your schedule, on a daily basis, bi'idhnillahi azza wa jal. At least one salah. At least one salah. And if you're neighbor of the masjid, you have no idea what you're missing when you don't come more often to the masjid. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, our masajid, especially in the west over here, they don't just serve as masjids. that serves as homes to everybody, as centers of learning and living, inshallah ta'ala, for the purpose of serving this deen and serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our brothers and sisters are equally welcome to come to the masjid. And we make sure that also is open for the sisters when they come to the masjid. Because many masajid, unfortunately, you know, the way they were designed, they don't serve their purpose. And no matter how much you try, it's just a turn off. Making sure that you create an environment that is welcoming our brothers, our sisters, our young ones, so that when they come, they feel, inshallah ta'ala, included. And they feel, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, part of this community. I urge you and all of you to come more frequently to the masjid and bring your families with you. Let our kids grow up in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't you ever feel a guest when you come to the masjid. You are the host. And you belong in this place, and making sure that you do that, inshallah ta'ala, and do it regularly. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'na. وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها مولاها عباد الله إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وارض اللهم عن خلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان الدين وأقم الصلاة